This is The Muster on a Monday afternoon. Rachel Halder from Thriving Southland joins us on this bluebird afternoon here down in the deep south. Rachel, good afternoon. Great to chat once again.
Hi, Andy. Yes, it's been a minute, but good to be here again.
How's everything been over the last wee while, apart from damp?
Yes, obviously without stating the obvious, it's been a challenging and interesting last couple of months, and I, you know, won't be alone in saying that we're all pondering what comes next and what the rest of this lovely season might look like. But, you know, it's been really cool to get out there a bit recently in the last couple of weeks, chatting to some farmers and, you know, chatting to some of the locals and the neighbours and seeing everybody kind of trying to halve their problem by sharing it and trying not to have the burden of too many others, which is good.
Yeah, that's a great point you bring up, and I've been talking about it a lot over the last couple of weeks, and just encouraging people to take a bit of time out for themselves. You just can't underestimate it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, and then there is lots to do, and there is plenty to think about at the moment, but it's quite cool to see people even just making the effort to get off for half an hour and have a bit of a yarn and kind of acknowledge that, unfortunately, everybody seems to be in the same boat, and if there's a few little gems out there of information and knowledge and a few people trying some different things that are working for some and some others not working so much, but hey, look, I think Southland's learning a lot this season.
You talk about learning new things. Well, here's something that might tickle the fancy. Podcasts. We got the podcast here for The Muster, of course, iHeartRadio, Muster on Hokanui Daily. But you at Thriving Southland, podcast is up and running in the next couple of days, I believe.
Yes, big launch tomorrow. So it's been in the works for a while, but Thriving Southland and the catchment groups have, you know, lots of information, lots of projects, lots of things happening, and, you know, with so many groups in Southland, it's really hard to kind of get everything across to everyone, and, you know, there's only so much you can talk about over a cup of coffee or at a field day. So we've been pondering this question, you know, how do you share what other people and what other groups are doing with each other, and podcasts came up. So we have ventured into the realm of podcasts with the intention that people will be able to pick stuff up, have a listen when it suits them, to all things catchment groups, projects, you know, reports, event success, or, you know, event learnings, through to research papers, people who are involved in doing science for the groups, and, you know, what the learnings have been. So officially launching tomorrow, 1st of October, which is crazy how fast it's come around.
Is learnings a word?
Well, is now.
Jamie, you might differ on that, but nonetheless, it's interesting though, isn't it? We look at the podcasting landscape and there's a plethora of them out there for anything and everything, really. But as far as the catchment groups, what's it, 37 catchment groups in the South, is it not?
Yes, there is now. So there is plenty to share, and I think the list is going to be very long of episodes that are going to come out, and trust me, I was not thinking I was ever going to be a podcaster, and we're not trying to be the next Joe Rogan or anything like that, but trying to create an easily accessible platform that people can just have a listen when it suits them to hear about things that they're interested in. So, you know, themes of the podcast will change. You know, we've got the Endo Aquifer Group on. We've got Bill K. Blake from the Economic of New Zealand Institute of Economic Research on, talking about some of the work he did with the groups. You know, we've got Tanya Clark, my colleague, on, talking about agri-tech for next year. So the topics are, you know, hugely varied, and we just think it's going to be a really cool platform to share what is happening when people have got a minute to listen. So that's the intention, but we'll see how it goes. You know, we'd love everybody to listen. It's called Catchment Combos, and you can find it on all your streaming platforms. And yeah, official launch tomorrow. So there'll be a few episodes up straight away, and then we're going to aim to have, you know, a new episode out every couple of weeks or so.
So Catchment Convos with a V, is that right?
Yes, correct. Like conversations, but convos, because we're keeping it casual.
Now you're talking about new. You got new people involved with Thriving Southland as well?
Yes, it's been a fun couple of months for us. So Australian's been lucky enough to be, how do you word it, like a project deliverer for Y Connections, which is a wider project from Mountains to Sea, which is a national program. And it's allowed us to expand a little. So we have just hired a new catchment coordinator. Her name is Jenny Kennedy, and she is going to be based in the Waiau, which is fantastic because, you know, we've seen a bit of activity up there and, you know, some of those groups haven't had as much love and attention as some of those groups that are closer to where our other coordinators are. So she's officially on board, started last week, so she's in week two, and, yeah, we can't wait to see what those groups get up to with a bit more resource on the ground.
Just to wrap up, projects that are upcoming with Thriving Southland, anything there?
Yeah, probably won't go into too much detail as such, but lots of groups have been successful in getting some funding from various streams, and that is some of it including us, some from external, and they are looking to do extension work in the next couple of weeks and months. So if you are interested in checking out what your local group might be doing, check out the Thriving Southland website or Facebook page, and you'll be able to see all the event details coming up. So we've seen some case study farms and things starting to get lodged, which, you know, we've got all the way through from sort of cert trials to mapping projects through to wetland identification and wetland booklets being sorted out. We've got, yeah, we've got farm system knowledge going over from AGMA. We've got a lot of native planting stuff coming out of the woodwork, and that's kind of only the things I'm in the immediate future. So, yeah, really cool, and, you know, we'd love to see new people along as always, and, you know, we hope people can kind of get a gauge from what's happening, and, yeah, listen to the new podcast. We'd love to hear what you think. Catchment Combos.
Rachel Holder of Thriving Southland, always great to chat.
Thanks, Andy. A pleasure.
Rachel Holder, Thriving Southland, new podcast coming out tomorrow. So keep an ear out for that as well if you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the rounds.